الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. الله سبحانه وتعالى gave human being nature of competition. We like to compete with others, and we also like to excel. We try to be better than other people, and we see this in many aspects of our life. Because this dunya is very short, and akhirah is the real life. وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانَ. The abode of akhirah is the real life. So if we compete in dunya for few cents, for few dollars, because we are going to live here for 60-70 years, or for 80-90 years, or little bit more, then the akhirah, which is everlasting, we should be working more, and we should be competing more. In dunya we compete to have more strength, physical strength, political power, etc., because we want to be as best as possible. Akhirah is real life. So the status a person is going to get in akhirah, that status is going to stay with him. Status in dunya will not last. So if a person is going to be looking after himself, doing all the regime, exercise, okay, he will be okay, he will be better, he will be healthier for a period of time. But the person who will be better in akhirah, he will be better forever. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned in the Quran in many places the contrast between dunya and akhirah. That people of iman realize that dunya is there to perish and akhirah is there to last. So akhirah deserves that we compete for. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Those who want to compete with each other, they should compete in this. You want to race? Okay, this is the, you know, objective. This can be objective for race. But we need an occasion for competition. We need an excuse. We need a title. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He is so merciful that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives us excuse. Allah Azza wa Jal gives us a reason so that we compete with each other. And that excuse, that occasion, that reason is Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we are already in the month of Sha'ban. And by the time we realize, we will be in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is the month of tasabuq, yani getting ahead of others in the amal of khair. It is the month of tanafus, that we compete with each other. Ramadan is the month of khair, good. And we see so many types of khairat, so many types of a'mal of khair, they gather in the month of Ramadan. We have salah, we have siyam, fasting, we have qiyam at night. People give sadaqah, people do a lot of charity, people feed others. So lots of a'mal of khair, they gather in the month of Ramadan. Those who are keen to benefit from an occasion always prepare themselves. And those who prepare, they take advantage of the opportunity. When we are not prepared, when the opportunity comes, we might miss the opportunity. It is all about preparing ourselves. People who do business, they know the timing is important and they prepare themselves for the opportunity. Because opportunities come, this is the nature of life. Those who are prepared, they take advantage of it, khalas, they are ahead of everybody else. That's why even the masaib of some people are benefit for some people. What is a disaster for some people is actually opportunity for some people. Right? God forbid, sometimes there is market crash. So people will be in shock and people will be in a difficult situation. But some people are ready for that situation and they take advantage. The benefit of dunya, no matter how great it might be, is very little. But the benefit of akhirah is huge. The benefit of akhirah is incomparable. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to prepare sahaba for the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is going to come. In the month of Ramadan, we have these benefits. We have fasting. A person who will fast for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will forgive him. We have qiyam, right? We have the month of forgiveness. We have the month of the Quran. Quran is revealed in this month. So people used to prepare. Many people, they used to fast in the month of Sha'ban. In fact, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he used to fast quite a lot in the month of Sha'ban. So much so that the Sahaba, they would assume that he is going to fast continuously in the month of Sha'ban. Although we know the month of Sha'ban is not obligatory to fast. Right? Yes, sometimes he did not fast in the month of Sha'ban. But there were occasions when he used to fast in the month of Sha'ban so regularly, the Sahaba, they would assume that he is going to fast all the way till the end of Sha'ban. Fasting of Sha'ban was preparation for Ramadan. Many ulama, they used to consider the month of Sha'ban, month of Qurra. That from Sha'ban you start reading the Quran. From the month of Sha'ban, the way from the month of Sha'ban we start fasting, from the month of Sha'ban, you start reading the Quran. Because if you truly want to enjoy the tilawah of the Quran in Ramadan, then, well, you need time to build momentum. You need time to build some habits, time to build some, you know, daily schedule. I'm going to do this in the morning. I'm going to do this in the evening. This is what I'm going to do before Salah. This is what I'm going to do after Salah. Whatever whatever is convenient for you. People know themselves. You are free in the morning, you are free in the evening. After a certain prayer, you have more time. Before a certain prayer, you have more time. Choose a time, pick a time which is convenient for you. And then stick to that time in the month of Sha'ban. And make a determination, whatever it might be. You know, quarter of a Quran, half of the Quran, less, more. But try to achieve it in the month of Sha'ban. That will prepare you and enable you for the month of Ramadan. So Ramadan comes, by that time we have our timetable in place. Ramadan comes without having timetable in place is very difficult. If there is no timetable already set up and we are already not used to it, it's very difficult to take advantage of Ramadan. Because it takes time to get used to it. If we just wake up and we find ourselves in the month of Ramadan, khalas, that's the first day of fasting. Oh, I have a headache, I'm already hungry, I'm thirsty, complaining all day, just waiting for the Maghrib to. So the one day is gone. One day is gone, that's a big loss. One day of Ramadan. That is a big loss. Oh, because I have been hungry and thirsty all day and waiting for the iftar. Well, as soon as iftar comes, khalas, we jump on the iftar. As the Sheikh mentioned in Fadail Amal. Well, if we jump on the iftar, can we enjoy Taraweeh? Taraweeh will be very challenging. Challenging. One day will have influence on the next day and the following day. We find ourselves, when we study the biographies of the early people, not about the pious people, the people who were considered common people. You know, the politicians, governors. Obviously, the time of Khulafa Rashidun, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, obviously these are golden times, right? We cannot compare ourselves with them. Okay. So we are not talking about that time, neither of the people of that time. But people of the later time, like the Khulafa Banu Umayya, generally people consider the Khulafa Banu Umayya, people, you know, they have money, they have power. You are a ruling class, elite people, indulging in worldly benefits, in worldly luxury. You know, you have servants, you have variety of food, you have variety of clothing, big palaces. If you go to Damascus, you know, you go to these places and you will see. The people who were elite, how they used to spend Ramadan, we will be shocked. How much salah they used to pray at night. Although they are politicians, they are people who are competing with each other and fighting sometimes with each other for having control over a territory, having control over, you know, a province, whatever, becoming governor here, governor there, whatever. How much tilawa of the Quran they used to do, we will be shocked. Many of them, they used to do like at least 3 juz of the Quran every day. At least 4 or 5 juz of the Quran every day. Some of these people, it is mentioned about them in the books of history, that they used to pray about 200 rak'at of nafil at night. 200 rak'at of nafil at night. And they are not considered any special people. They are not considered religious or pious. They are considered people who have, you know, interest in dunya. Because they are politicians, they are governors. The point is, Allah Azza wa Jal, He blessed us that Alhamdulillah we are in the month of Sha'ban. Now is the time to prepare for the month of Ramadan. Now is the time to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are really grateful for this great blessing of Allah azza wa jal. Now is the time to start making tawbah and making istighfar and acknowledging our shortcoming. And now is the time to make a clear determination how we want to utilize the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, if we start planning from now, how much Quran you want to recite in the month of Ramadan, for example, how much ibadah we want to do in the month of Ramadan, how much amal of khair, you know, amal, good for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, any amal of khair, helping the community, helping the Muslims, helping our family, helping our relatives, visiting our relatives whom we have not visited for so long. Or at least nowadays it's easier to give a call and find out, right? You might have some aunties, you might have some uncles whom you have not spoken to for so long. So how you want to benefit from the month of Ramadan? How much ilm of deen you want to gain? And how much concern you would like to develop in the month of Ramadan for the Muslims in general and for the people at large? As Muslims, Allah Azza wa Jalla gave us the responsibility to think about others. But that requires dedicated effort to develop concern, because we are busy with ourselves so much that we forget others. We are busy with our own goals. We are busy with our own, you know, objectives in life, that we forget other Muslims, what conditions they are in. MashaAllah, we have 3 meals every day. What about the rest of the Muslims? Are they eating 3 times every day? We have snacks. Every 2 hours, we have a snack. Every 3 hours, we have a snack. Every 3-4 hours, we have tea, coffee. What about the other Muslims in different parts of the world? At least we can have some concern. This is also the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why Rasulullah sallam chose simple life? Although he could have had everything in this life. You know, if Allah azza wa jalla has not made something haram, you are allowed to have it. قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَطَيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. Who is there, you know, to forbid something that Allah Azza wa Jalla has allowed and the beauties of this life? Nobody can make it haram. But it's still Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not take much from this life, because he would see other people suffering and he would like to share their pain. He would like to share their concern. He would like to share from their grief. This is also sunnah. So month of Ramadan is also month of muwasat. There is muwakhat. Muwakhat is brotherhood. Muwasat is this feeling for others. We cannot do this when Ramadan comes. We need to start doing from now. Inshallah, if we start doing from now something, so by the time Ramadan comes, we would have a plan in place. We would have a timetable in place for the Quran, for tilawah, for salah, for fasting. You know, now in Shaaban, at least we can fast Monday and Thursday. Why not? We can do some tilawah from now. We can do some zikr from now. We can do some tawbah and dua. And also we can take some time for the benefit of the Muslims. May Allah give us tawfiq. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.